Good morning, children. Did you guys eat breakfast this morning? Yeah, no energy. Good morning, children. Well, good morning, children. Good morning. Today, I am going to talk about three words. One of them is faith. The other one is trust. And the other one is obey. Do you guys know what all of them mean? No? Anyone knows what faith is? You can just tell me. Good try. What about you, Jaden?
Faith means luck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have the definition here for faith, and it says complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Now, do you have faith in something or someone? As Christians, we have faith in God. We believe that everything he says is faithful, right? So we have full, complete trust and confidence in him because he's our God. Now, what about trust? Trust, it says right here, firm belief in the It says firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. That means when you believe, when you trust, you are firm. It's a solid trust that whatever they say or do is truthful. All right. What about obey? You guys should know this because you guys have parents, right? If you have parents, what do they tell you all the time? Obey. Yes. What do you think they're trying to say when they tell you, please be obedient? What? That's right. They want you to listen, right? Well, the definition in the back, it says, comply with the command, direction, or request of a person or a law, submit to the authority of it. So whenever you obey, that means you are going to comply. You're going to do what they're asking you to do. Now, do you guys have faith? Yeah? Do you guys have trust? Yeah, you could trust people. Do you guys obey your parents? Yeah, sometimes. How about if I put it into practice? Let's see if you guys really are telling me the truth that you trust your parents. Ryan, can I use you? Please? It's not going to take much. Please? Come on. Come on, Ryan. Where's your mom or dad? Do we have Ryan's mom or dad here? Can you come over here, Joanna? Please? Thank you. I know. It's not going to be bad. Come on. It's going to be easy. You don't want to? Okay. Who wants to volunteer? I need two people. Come on. One more? Come on. Come on, Ryan. You don't want to? You really don't want to? I'm not going to force you.
Oh, I walked all the way up here. Come on.
Come on. You can do it. Now, what's your name?
Tyler,
where are his parents? Can I use one of his parents here? All right. The mommies are here. Yay. Come over here, Joanna and Ryan. Come over here. Come over here. I want to see if you guys trust your parents.
I don't know if
they should. Yeah. Well, you should. Now, when your parents tell you guys what to do, like, for example, a simple one, go clean your room. Do you guys do it? Yeah. Good. Now, let me make it a little more difficult. We're going to do just a little exercise, okay? Can you put this on his eyes? Like, don't let him see anything. You could double this one and put it on him. All right. Because you are telling me that you trust your parents, I want to see if you guys really do. Have you guys ever done that exercise whenever somebody's behind you and you fall back? Yeah? Have you? Yeah, right? Now, if I ask you guys to do that, Now you're blindfolded, and your mom is right behind you. If I ask you to do that, do you trust that your moms are gonna catch you? Ryan, do you trust your mom's gonna catch you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, not quite sure. Do you trust your mom's gonna catch you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I'm not gonna ask you guys to do that, but I do have something here. Let's see if maybe you guys wanna eat something. I have two things, actually. I want you to smell this one. Does it smell good? Okay. Does it smell good, Ryan?
No.
No? It's kind of stinky, huh? Can you guess what you think it might be? Open that one. Open it. You can't guess what you think it might be? Just open it. Well, do you think it might be like stinky cheese or something?
Throw up?
Throw up? Yeah, it kind of smells like throw up, you guys. Well, I have two things. The other thing smells really good. Now, do you trust that your moms are going to choose the right thing for you? Do you think they might pick the stinky cheese? Or do you think they might choose like something that might smell a lot more pleasant? Like this, Ryan. Can you smell that? Can you smell that? Does it smell good? Yeah, it smells really good, right? Well, let's see. Let's give it a try. Go ahead, moms. Give it to them. Wow, you trusted your mom. Well, Ryan's a little apprehensive over here, but he trusts. Was it bad?
Tastes like peach.
What about yours? What does it taste like? You guys go open your eyes now. You guys could uncover your face. All right, thank you, mommies. You guys could come over here. Thank you. Was it hard to trust your parents?
Kinda.
Really? You didn't trust that they were gonna pick the right thing for you guys? You gotta have a little faith in them. You know, God has blessed you guys with parents, and sometimes they tell us what to do, not because they don't want you guys to have fun. It's because they love you so much, they're trying to protect you from all these bad things that could happen to you guys. And sometimes we think that we know better. As children, even sometimes as an adult, and I'm guilty of that, we think that we know what it's best for us. But sometimes we forget that we have a Heavenly Father up there that tells us what to do, not because He doesn't want us to have fun, but because He is trying to protect us from bad things from happening to us. And I have this. In Ephesians 6:1, it says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do." So it comes from God that we need to obey our parents, okay, you guys? And He wants us to be good to them. And it also says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understandings." Because as children, like I was saying, sometimes we think we know what we want, but sometimes it might not be the best thing for us, okay? And God is our Heavenly Father, and He knows what's best for us, okay? So He wants us to lean on Him. And last, it says, "O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you." So it comes with a reward whenever we trust God. When we trust Him, He blesses us. And to be blessed by God is tremendous. Okay, you guys? So thank you for being here. And I hope you guys remember to trust and have faith and be obedient. Okay? Not only to our Heavenly Father, but also to our parents here on earth. Okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful, beautiful Sabbath morning. I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to watch over us. Help us to be more obedient, to have faith in you, and to trust that everything you do for us, it is for the best of us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.